Hey everybody, and welcome to the 106th edition of the Weekly Ringer series here on clanofthegreywolf.com. I am your host, the Commodore, and welcome to a conversation around Nintendo. I know last time I asked you guys a question about Nintendo remaining in the hardware business and remaining relevant in the future. So the first order of business is going to be to tie up that conversation, both by really walking through the many tremendous comments that you guys provided from last time, and also giving you, as I always do, my own opinion on the subject. And then I'll transition into a question for next week, which will surround the encyclopedic knowledge that many of you might have around your favorite video game universes, which should be a fun conversation, I imagine. Okay, so as stated, let's get back to the conversation from last week, which was, as you'll recall, around a question that I asked you about whether Nintendo should remain in the hardware business. So many great responses. I had a difficult time, as is the case here on many occasions here on the Weekly Ringer series, because there were so many great comments. It was difficult to pick out one that I thought might have brought up a key amount of insight that was very new and different. There were so many of them that I had a really hard time limiting them down. As a matter of fact, I rethink this every single time I look down at all the comments. But anyway, I'm gonna highlight one in particular that kind of disagrees with many of the comments that were posted this week, and in some ways disagrees even with my own sentiments, but it's important to bring out good ideas that I think are stated well. This comment is from Lucktacular. I'm just gonna read it here for you, or some of it here for you. I think Nintendo is one of the best game developers in the world, and I would love to pop a copy of Wind Waker HD into my PS4 and have some fun. Interesting thought. I want to play the latest Mario game, but I'm not yet willing to spend $300 for a Mario machine first. Should Nintendo be in the hardware business? I can't answer that from a business model standpoint. But from a consumer standpoint, I would have to say no. Interesting perspective. So, Lucktacular clearly is saying from a consumer standpoint, it doesn't really matter that Nintendo is necessarily in the hardware business, because I think they see, as I have seen in the past, and many of you talked about this week, that Nintendo could become a software-only business if they wanted to, particularly on the home console market, rather than in the portable gaming space, where I think they are still doing very, very well. So it's difficult to dismiss them from the hardware game right off the bat because of their success in mobile gaming, but I think Lucktacular brings an interesting point to bear, which is, should they be in the home console market? Maybe from a consumer standpoint, it doesn't make much difference. I respectfully disagree, and I think many of you did as well, but I think it's for different reasons, and I'm going to go through some of the common themes that you guys brought up this week. I don't think that Nintendo should be in the hardware business just because they pose an alternative choice. Alternative choices are great, and it's always good to have them. I like the alternatives of things like indie gaming. Those kinds of concepts bring really cool and innovative ideas that are different and alternatives to kind of the typical tricks and tropes of the industry, as it were, to the gaming world. And I think they do that in really interesting ways. But just because you provide an alternative voice doesn't necessarily mean you deserve to exist, or that from a business model standpoint, you should be in that business. So, if Nintendo is supposed to be in the hardware business, or even if they're not, I think a bad justification would be because they provide an alternative. So far, at least with the Wii U, that third alternative is not providing very lucrative, which is the reason that they're actually in business to begin with. Another idea that was brought up this week was the idea of image or marketing, and there were several ways to spin this. But I think the wrong way, again, to argue for Nintendo being in the hardware business is to say that they have a particular image they need to maintain, i.e. Mario is a really good property, or pick your franchise from Nintendo, it was a really good property, and therefore they should protect it by having it on their own platform. I don't think, again, that makes a good enough argument to say we need to stay in the hardware business or that we should get out of the hardware business. I think it could be ancillary to other arguments, but I don't think it's necessarily a 100% rock solid argument about why you need to be in the hardware business or not be in the hardware business. Nintendo's characters are important. Nintendo's characters are leading in the industry in many ways. Nintendo characters really, I think, resonate to the level of something like a Disney more than they do to a level of a Sony or a Microsoft, who many of you pointed out, have a sincere lack of image and branding with their own characters. Even if I disagree to an extent that there aren't iconic characters for those consoles, you know, the Nathan Drakes and the Master Chiefs of the world come to mind. I think they're very strong, but they're strong in a different kind of way. Disney resonates with people when they are very young, and it continues to do so throughout people's lives. There are folks that played Mario games when they were kids, like many of us at Clan of the Grey Wolf, and now Mario resonates in a very personal way moving forward. The same way that, you know, we grew up watching, say, The Lion King and going to Disney World and seeing, or going to Broadway and seeing a show about The Lion King resonates with us still. So Nintendo hits us on those levels that maybe those other guys don't. Part of that's because Nintendo's been around since many of us were children, and some of these other players were not. But I think it also speaks to Nintendo's strength. That isn't, though, I think, the necessary argument to keep them inside the hardware market. Transitioning to my own opinion here, I will say, contrary to Lectacular's sentiments, I believe that Nintendo should be in the hardware business. Let's put aside for a second the fact that they do very well in the portable gaming market, which is a whole other concept and a whole other reason for them to stay in the hardware business. But I'm going to separate that out for a second. I think, and many of you are probably going to be shocked by the fact that I'm going to argue that they should be in the hardware business. I think they should be in the hardware business because I think hardware is becoming increasingly less important to the success of an idea, of a character, of a narrative, of a concept, of a platform, whatever you want. The hardware itself is becoming less important. Why would I say that, you ask? In the age of the Oculus Rift, in the age of, you know, motion controls and all of these other kinds of things, the age where seemingly hardware gimmicks are easy to find. Well, I make this argument in a pretty, I think, simplistic way, but not simple. Simplistic being that hardware has become less important if we look at the platforms that are being used to deliver software these days. In other words, think about how things are delivered, how games are delivered on a PC versus how games are delivered on a PS4 versus how games are delivered on a Microsoft Xbox. And I think what you'll find is that they're actually all the same exact platform. They're just packaged in different ways, utilize different operating systems, and utilize different platforms for delivery, a la Steam, a la Xbox Live or PSN. So the differentiation becomes in those software platforms, not actually in the hardware itself. The hardware differences actually become very much a minute issue at all, if there is any kind of analysis on the hardware specifically. The hardware is very unimportant in that analysis. I think, you see, that Nintendo could make a platform that was less advanced as the rest of the guys, but still in the same platform, still in the same vein, and could do very well differentiating themselves. That, I think, is a hardware model that could sustain them. Instead of trying to recreate the same gimmick that the Wii did, which is that your grandmother would want to buy the system just as much as you would, I think Nintendo needs to abandon that mindset a little bit and get more into the idea of making a business model that's clean cut, that is simple, and that is more current to gamers' needs in the 21st century. In my opinion, will always hold on to the child market. I think they'll do very, very well in that market. But in order to expand and continue to expand, my argument is that they need to be more focused on simplistic hardware that is easy to play, easy to game on, and easy to move on to other kinds of experiences, a la experiencing video, things like that, all the platforms that we know and love, without getting in the way of the games being kind of primary and first. And they don't have to do that in a really hardware intense way. You can build a PC with hardware that's about a year or two old and still play the kinds of games with the kinds of experiences that you can on PS4 and Xbox One. And I think Nintendo could do that very, very well. Right now, you have the Wii U, which is kind of generations behind in many ways. This is their first HD console, let's remember. So I think Nintendo can do that, and I think for that reason they should be in the hardware business, and I think they can do a much better job. And it would shock me, although Nintendo's made some really bad decisions, it would shock me if Nintendo doesn't make those changes, implementing the new hardware for their next console. So pay attention and stay tuned for that one, for a prediction from the Commodore. Okay, that wraps up our conversation from last time. And what I want to do is transition into the a question for next time, which I think you guys are going to have a good time with. This is my thought. A long time ago, I read an article about an encyclopedia being shipped that was really kind of a compendium of the universe as it pertains to Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, Sonic's obviously a great part of video game history and something I'm very interested in, too. Some of the games I absolutely adored and loved. But it got me thinking, and I wanted to ask this question for a long time. I thought this was an appropriate time to do it. So here is the question for next week's Weekly Ringer. If you could pick one video game universe for which there would be an encyclopedia, what would it be, and would you buy it? That's my question for next week. Somebody creates an encyclopedia about one particular game universe. Why should they make it? And would you buy it? That's my question for next time on here on the Weekly Ringer. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. As always, I am the Commodore from the Clan of the Grey Wolf, and there is no reset button.